If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Bob Morgan joins us now, Democrat from Deerfield. State Rep, nice to talk to you. Thanks, Bob. How are you today?
Always a pleasure to be on. It's good to talk to you.
I want to talk to you about your bill to not fund teams that don't win. But before we get to that, you've probably just heard the breaking news that Rod Blagojevich is poised any minute now to be pardoned for his acts. He's out of jail. He's been commuted, but now he would be pardoned by President Trump. Have you heard about that? And as a state lawmaker, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I had heard rumblings of an appointment to be an ambassador somewhere. I was not aware of the pardon, but of course, that's a misuse of the pardon power, and that's pretty disgusting for those of us in Illinois that remember the real trauma and the real difficult financial straits that he put our state in. So not too happy to hear that, but of course, not surprised.
Were you in the legislature when Blago was sentenced?
No, I was not. I was just a private citizen watching the ways in which the state was just completely collapsing in the way that we were a national joke because of the ways that he tried to exploit his office. So remember it well. Again, not really surprised to see this happen.
And one last thing, while you were not in the legislature, the legislature did pass a law that said that he can't hold office in the state. I don't know how familiar you are with that. You weren't in the legislature at the time, but I wonder if he could, in fact, run for Congress, say, or a federal office. I don't know what the reach of that law is in Illinois.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that. I'm almost certain that would not apply to federal offices. I don't think we have jurisdiction there. We can't really control that. Unfortunately, again, we've had this history of others, both elected officials, but also high-level government officials who've abused their office. And unfortunately, we've had to take these steps that are just real basic of, you know, if you get convicted of bribery, you shouldn't be getting a pension,
yeah,
right? Things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're taking positive steps on ethics, but it's a shame that we have to spend time on those few who are really, really bad actors.
You've proposed the Bears Act, and it would apply, as I understand it, to all of the major league teams. They would not get funding from the state for construction, renovation, or maintenance of any facilities if in the last five seasons they have not had a better than 500 winning percentage in three of the last 5 years. That is, we're not going to give money to teams that are losing. Is that a fair summary of your bill?
Yeah, that was the concept behind the Bears Act. You know, for the last year plus, we've been seeing story after story about the Bears and the White Sox and other teams coming to Springfield with hat in hand. So that I find that pretty offensive, not just as a legislator, but as a taxpayer. I mean, these are billion-dollar teams. They don't really need taxpayer money, and it would be inappropriate for us to be giving them money. But if they're even going to come down and ask for it, why don't you just start with your own house and actually try and have a winning team before you come to us in Springfield and ask for taxpayer money?
My only worry about that is that there might be an instance where the state helping a team, say we didn't have a professional football team or something happened. I don't know what the scenario would be, but it might be in our best interest to help one of these billionaire owners. I don't like the sound of that either. The point is that if that team has lost has a sub-500 record for three of the last 5 years, they would be ineligible for the state's help. If you don't want to help them, don't. But you shouldn't need a law like this to get in the way. What's your reaction to that?
I agree. I agree. I wish we didn't have to have this conversation at all. But if we are going to talk about supporting sports teams and subsidizing construction, let's at least, why not look at some of the women's teams, like the Chicago Sky or the Red Stars, who do have winning records. You know, there are things that we can do. I don't think this whole topic to me is not the right time. Certainly as the state's looking at a difficult financial situation, we shouldn't be spending any taxpayer money on this. But if we're going to even be eligible, let's at least have winning records. As a White Sox fan, nothing would make me happier than for the White Sox to start having winning seasons again. But ultimately, as a legislator, we have to do a much better job about protecting taxpayer money, and that's what this is about.
The White Sox have won more than 500 percentage points of their game in three of the last 5 years, which might surprise people. They would be eligible. But is
I'll correct you that. On 2020, it was not a regular season. So with 2020,
you're not going to count
COVID,
that one? They were like 34-29 or something. Okay, you're not going to count that one.
A couple people brought that up to me. The intent was not to include a COVID year where you're only playing 60 out of 160 games. So I will clarify that in the legislation. But you can't really squeak under the radar, just get your foot in the door because you had a winning season and a short season.
All right. But then your point is you just don't want them to get. So you're against, let's just say every team won all of their games. You still don't want to give Reinsdorf, Ricketts, any of them, you don't want to give them money for a stadium.
Yeah, I just don't think that's the appropriate use of taxpayer dollars. Now, we've done this in the past. There are times where a variety of financial deals have been cut to support a stadium with public and private money. But again, in this particular moment in time, where Illinois is struggling to pay for better health care and put money into their schools, this should be on the bottom of the list to talk about stadium construction, not at the top. And that really is the point of this legislation.
So it sounds like we won't get then that stadium on the South Loop. Those architectural renderings were fantastic, and the Bears and the Sox like that location. You're not going to help them with that, huh?
If we had unlimited resources, I think we should definitely have that conversation. And I also don't know if that's a good return on investment for the taxpayers. But even if it were, this is not the time to be having that conversation.
What are you hearing from other lawmakers? What are you hearing from your constituents?
I have never received more positive feedback.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked on a lot of important issues like healthcare and gun violence prevention. I've never received the kind of outreach and support from colleagues and other legislators, but really from the public. Everyone is tired of these teams performing so poorly. I think it really grates on people to think that they would still get taxpayer dollars when they're not investing in their own teams.
Right, but if the Bears had won the Super Bowl yesterday, I think the reaction would be different. Like, I think you've tapped into two things. People don't want to help millionaire billionaires build stadiums. They should finance it themselves. But these are public-private partnerships almost always, so there's that. But no team has frustrated us more than the Bears for the last 35 years. So that's really what's propelling, I would imagine, the enthusiasm you're hearing for your bill.
Look, if the Bears end up going to the Super Bowl in our lifetimes again, then let's have that conversation. But in the short term, This is definitely not the right time for us to even be considering taxpayer dollars for stadiums. But if it is, let's at least have some data and metrics and some basic level of competitiveness before we start talking about it.
It's nice to talk to you today, Bob. I appreciate your time. Keep us posted on the bill.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on, and you guys have a great day.
Representative Bob Morgan, the Democrat from Deerfield.